So did you see all the way down? Interesting stuff down there. Alright. Interesting interesting case over there. What daf are we on here? It's interesting. Rashi is very interesting. He's, he keeps with his theme over here. See, even all the way at the bottom with the Mora, when the Gemara asks why can't you use cooked Mora, right? So the Gemara says Dibo'inan Tam Mora Veleka. So Rashi says Avalinim Bracha Shame Pri Alav. Still has a shame pri. Everything in this question is has a shame pri. But let's go back. Let's go back to the beginning for a minute. Let's go back to the beginning over here. So we said, I think we said on Thursday, that it seems there are three approaches over here, three positions. Right? It seems like there are three positions. Yeah. Three positions. That one is Rav Chisda, right? That I'm expecting everyone has a good grasp on the facts here. One is Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda. Well, let's take it. Let's say according to Rav Nachman, right? According to Rav Nachman, you have what? You have Rabbi. You have Shmuel holds that cooking doesn't do anything, right? Cooking doesn't do anything, and it's always a boy priyadama. Okay? And Rabbi Yochanan says that what? That cooking always changes the thing and makes it a shahakol.
Well, according to Shmuel, doesn't it have to be doing something? If things started off shahakol, after you cook it, it'll be hadama.
So that's a good question. That's one question we raised. According to Shmuel, what do you mean it doesn't do anything? How do you get the... How come it makes it from a shankle to an adam? Okay, but basically what he says, let's just if you go with what he says his position is, he says that, according to Rashi, that basically it's koi b'milsei. Shmuel k'rebe meir, right? The Rashi Omar Shlocho Shakov Ani Omer. Shmuel k'rebe meir, Dama Mubushal Koy the Milsei. So Bishol doesn't take the thing out of its thing. It stays like it was. And Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yossi. And it would mean to say that that it's not the milsei.
Afgemi
milsei. Does Rashi say that?
He said that before.
He said it before.
In cold.
Ready?
Well, one second. He says right. V'sulav lechem ikri. That's the closest you get. Right.
In this Gemara.
And also later. He says it has the shame pre. Meaning it wouldn't have the shame pre anymore. Yeah.
How do you know, according to Shmuel, that it starts off raw shock and then goes to Bukhadam?
That seems to be a dover. It seems to be a dover that's pashit. That seems a dover pashit. But, because, just from the pashit of the Gemara never seems to challenge that. Because even the beginning, or of Chisda, says there are things that the tchila is a boy is a shakal, and things that the tchila is a boy priyadama. That seems to be the davar pasha. Nobody's arguing that there are things that start out shakal and things that start out boy priyadama. His chiddush is what happens when you cook it. The riff, I told you to look at the riff. The riff paskins. Like Shmuel, according to Rav Nachman, that Bishul doesn't change the thing, right? And yet he says things that are not eaten raw get a shakal when they're raw. So the Rif held that was something that's not part of this machlokas. That's Dover Muskam. I mean that's Dover Pasha. That if it's not Derech Achilaso, it's a shakal. Yeah. So that's Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan according to Rav Nachman. That one holds Bishul changes it, one holds Bishul doesn't change it. And they'll go so far as to say it would be the same idea by matzah on Pesach. That the matzah is a shame lechem, and the same question if you cook it. Is it still lechem ikri? It's still called lechem. So if the old Bishul changed things, it's not called lechem. If the old Bishul doesn't change things, it's still called lechem. And Rav Chisda had a different approach. Rav Chisda's approach was that they're not arguing. Depends on what you're talking about. Some things, if you cook them, become a bor pri adama. And some things become a shakal. And something that was, according to Shmuel, everything that you cook is a bor pri adama. Right? According to Shmuel, everything you cook is a bor pri adama. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, everything you cook is shakal. Right? And according to Rav Chisda, no, some things you cook are bor pri adama. Those things which are eaten cooked and not eaten raw. Those things that are not eaten raw but are eaten cooked are bor pri adama. And Rashi says, because that's ikar pirio, right? It's a view of derech achila, so that's ikar pirio. And according to what?
Things that are eaten.
And according to Chris, right, things that are eaten cooked.
Eaten raw?
Eaten raw. If you cook them, they are, what did he say? Does he say again? They afgemi milsei ligriusa. They are worsened. And now they are shakal, yeah.
Yes, I know we had a question about, because Tumi Vikarsi, we said, was they're still edible after you cook them.
Right.
But let's see.
You cooked the chestnut?
Yeah, I did.
Rashi share.
How'd it go?
It was okay.
Cooked chestnuts are a common thing.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Cooked chestnuts?
Yeah.
You can't eat them raw.
This was a special chestnut.
Chestnuts roasting on open fire.
You weren't here on Friday, were you?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Sorry.
Special chestnut. I was here on Friday.
You were here on Friday. You were late.
It has an interesting...
No? I gave Jeremy a chestnut because he never heard of it. He never saw one before.
Oh,
did you cut it first? And then?
Yeah, I did. Then make an X. I put a hole in it. I put a hole in it.
The only thing is sometimes they're rotten. It wasn't rotten inside, right?
It kind of, I don't know. I really
I've never had one before.
Was it green?
That's the thing. That's the problem. It's like, you know, every once in a while you get a bad pistachio, yeah. You know? So if like that was the first pistachio you ever tasted, do you think pistachios are horrible?
I
hope it didn't happen to the chestnut. Anyway, so that was an example of something that's eaten cooked, we gave. Something that's not eaten raw and only a fruit. It's an unusual case of a fruit that's eaten cooked. Not many fruits are only eaten cooked. Yeah.
Right, now, so we had the question of, it seems like that, in that direction, going from getting worse, it seems like, I mean, assuming Rashi holds this, that even something that's not, you can still eat it after it's cooked, just as long as it's worse, the bracha would change.
Correct.
So now we had the question of, what if it starts off edible, but it gets a little better? So the implication would be that you should make a shahakol on the raw state, even though it's edible. It would be like the exact opposite. Like, it would be the exact reverse case, the mirror case.
We had that question?
I think we raised that question. That if it starts off edible, but it gets a little better, so the implication is that in the raw state, it should be a shahakol, because it's not its ikar derech achila.
Well, what does he say when he talks about those things that are shahakol in the beginning? She'ain darko le'echol chai. I mean, it has to be to the point that it's not eaten that way. Not just that it gets a little better. It has to be that it's not eaten that way.
Really? Because, I mean, that seems...
Okay, so it's a question. Fine.
Okay. No, I just wanted to point out, I looked in the tour, it seems like he said the first way, that as long as it gets better, you say shahakol in the raw state.
As long as it gets any better?
By a cooking.
I don't know. Okay. I don't think... I'm not learning that way, Rashi. We'll take a look at the tour. That's interesting, but... The tour says that what?
I mean, that's an implication, but he says as long as it gets better by cooking, make shahakal
on the first way?
On the raw way.
That's hard to say. I mean, the Ram doesn't say that, for sure. Right? Ram says it's derech. Yeah.
According to Shmuel, are you saying that if it's like, let's say you have raw vegetables, they would get ha'adama? Not charcoal? Let's say like a raw pumpkin.
That was his question. No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if Shmuel agrees, everybody agrees if it's not the derech achila, raw, then it's charcoal.
Okay, because I thought since they were saying, because of the machlokas, because they're saying, because they compared it to the machlokas tanaim, which...
With matzah.
Which would seem to imply that one of them holds that cooking doesn't
change
do
it.
One of them holds cooking doesn't change.
Cooking changes or cooking doesn't change it. Right. But, okay, fine. So you want to start there? That's a good place to start. So now, look, it's very confusing. That's the problem. The problem is very confusing. What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about exactly? Now, although there are three positions here, you could really reduce it to two. Right? How could you reduce it to two?
Rechista and Rav Yochanan both hold that it changes it.
No.
Rechista versus Rav Nachman.
Rechista versus Rav Nachman. There were these two statements. Shlokos or Bar Piedama and Shlokos or Bar Shahakol. Right? Rechista interpreted it as a consistent Shita, and Rav Nachman interpreted it as a Machlokas. Right? So you could try to go back to Rechista versus Rav Nachman. What is Rav Chista saying? What is Rav Chista seeing that allows him to put them together? And what's Rav Nachman seeing that demands that they are separate? What would you say? What would you say if I told you that Rav says Shlokos Mevorchen Aleihem Bar Biyadam? Now let me just ask you a question, just to get back down to basics. Because this type of thing, I think you got to really get the basics straight. What is the machlokas, not svara wise, but interpretation wise, meaning of the sentence wise, between Rav Nachman and Rav Chista? When I say to you, Shlokos mevorchen aleihem bar pri adama, what is the main textual question, textual interpretation? What's the main question of the interpretation of that statement?
Is that a low plug?
Okay.
Is it just like a blanket statement, or is it referring to a particular situation?
Correct. In other words, Rav Chista is saying it's not talking about all vegetables, and Rav Nachman is saying it is talking about all vegetables. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Rav Chista is saying it's not talking about all vegetables, it's talking about some vegetables. And Shmuel and Rav Nachman is saying it's talking about all vegetables, right?
Can I ask you a factual question on that?
Yeah.
How does that come out according to Rav Yochanan and Rav Nachman?
It's machlokas. So that's it.
He holds it on one side of the machlokas.
That's Rav Nachman is saying Shmuel said this and Rav Yochanan said this. They each said opposite statements. One said all vegetables are adama, and one said all vegetables are shakal.
Okay.
And Rav Chista said no, it's not so bad. He said some are Adama and he said some are Shakal. So they're not talking about the same sum. Right? Okay. Now let me ask you this. So what would you say that they're arguing on, Rav Chista or Nachman? Aside for the Bishul, and what I'm saying, if you could try to see that the Bishul issue is coming through a different issue, what would you say that other issue is? Yeah.
Shem Pri.
Okay, go ahead.
It seems like Rav Chista holds that the idea of Shem Pri is an idea that comes out of Derech Achila. That something can only, I mean, it's Iker Shem Pri, I'm not sure exactly
okay,
what
good,
that
good,
means
good,
per
good,
se, but
good.
That emerges from when the thing is in its pristine form for eating.
Okay, good.
Rav Nachman seems to say that it's the way it grows is called its Shem Pri, and the question is, does Bishul affect that or not? But according to so if it's a structural thing, the way it grows out of the ground, so the question is, will Bishul change that or not?
Okay,
but,
good, yes.
But Rav Chista, okay. Rav Chista will say, since it depends on the Derech Achila, you can't give whether Bishul will change the structure, like, Bishul changing the structure doesn't mean anything. It's a question of, will bring it into its Derech Achila or not. So you can't give Bishul an absolute definition.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Same exact thing. Just
reversed.
No. same thing. Just say further in Na'uf Christopher, Nachman, why if it's the whole question of Bishel, right? The pre is defined by what emerges from the tree, and now the only question is, does Bishel change that? So why would you make a shahakol? Meaning, if that's the same pre, at before and after the Bishel, so why do you make a shahakol?
Why?
Because that. Oh, 1 second. I just lost it.
So that we don't have to worry about so much. I mean, that seems like a dover that everybody agrees to. That Noah's. That there's two things that you need to make a bori pri adama. You need to have the pri, and it has to be derech achilaso. Okay? So Shmuel looks at it like this. Let's assume that Shmuel holds that the pri, the shame pri, is that which comes from the ground. It's growth. That when it grows, however it grows, that is considered the pri. Okay? The natural pri is the definition of the pri. Okay? So Shmuel says like this. Says, we all know that when you eat a pri, not bederach achilaso is shakal. That's obvious. And it's equally obvious that when you have a pri, derach achilaso, it's the bracha that's roi for it. Right? So what do I need Shmuel to tell me that when you cook a vegetable, you make a bori pri adama? What's Shmuel's chiddush? What's Shmuel telling me?
Can you say one more time?
Yeah. Now, everybody knows that if you have a pri, bederach achilaso, you make a bori pri adama. If you have a pri adama, and it's derech achilaso, you make a bori pri adama. That's like cooked. Aleph Beis in brachos, right?
You're saying cooked or not cooked? Or
I'm just saying the idea. The pri, bederech achilaso, is a bori pri adama, right? So what is Shmuel telling me?
It's still a pri?
After Rishon.
Oh, so then what is he telling me?
Cooking doesn't affect the shame.
So then he's telling me that even those foods which I don't eat cooked, right?
Those exist.
Of course, tumi v'karsi. Even those vegetables that I don't eat cooked, right, are also unchanged. Right. In other words, that's what he's telling me. He's not telling me that you make a bori pri adama on the cooked pumpkin because it's derech achilaso. Right? He's telling me that he's just telling me, I know it's a pre, I know the pumpkin is a pre when you pick it out of the pumpkin patch. It's a pre. Right? It's a pre. That I know. It's a pre right then. The only thing is, if I eat it raw, it's not derech achilaso. Cooked is derech achilaso, so that I need a chiddush for to tell me that cooked, that if you eat the pre derech achilaso, it's a bori pri adama. No, the chiddush is every single vegetable is like that, even those that are not essentially eaten cooked. Now, it has nothing to do. It has to do with the fact that the shein pri is not removed. That's what Shmuel is trying to teach me.
Is that in derech achilaso?
Everybody agrees, all the facts that we're assuming are that the garlic and the leeks are still eaten when they're cooked. Nobody's saying it's not the way to eat them. Nobody's saying once you cook garlic and leeks, now you throw them out. It's definitely eaten that way. 100%. Just a certain strange thing that we'll have to take care of when we get to Rav Chisda. But they get a little worse, or whatever it is. They get a little bit worse. Right? But it's not derech achilaso. Okay? Correct? It's not taken out of its way of being eaten. It's not a weird way to eat garlic cooked or leeks cooked. So what is Shmuel telling me? That's what Shmuel is telling me. He's not giving me an ABCs on brachos. He's telling me a chiddush here. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, now you have to understand, since I hold it has a shame pre from the ground, I'm looking for the chiddush in Shmuel. So what's the chiddush in Shmuel? That the bishul does not affect the shame pre at all. That's why shlokos to make a bori pri adama. He's telling me kol shlokos. That's exactly what he's telling me. Even the ones that the bishul you could say are megareya them, bishul is non-effective at all in terms of the shame pri.
Well, conversely, Rav Yochanan is saying that it does lose the shame pri.
Oh, so that's and what's Rav Yochanan telling me? He's not going to tell me about Tumi Vikarti. What does that do with anything? Right? He's telling me...
Even in a normal thing.
Yeah. He's telling me, Dafka, that Bishul removes the shame pri. In other words, what I'm trying to show you is that if you hold, if Rav Nachman holds that it has the shame pri from the way that it grows, he's forced to interpret Shmuel and Rav Yochanan in these two ways, in absolute terms. Because there's no idea of becoming the pri. It's a non-existent idea. Now it's just a question of, do I still have the pri or do I not have the pri? Does Bishul remove the pri or is it neutral to the pri? Yeah.
So could you say like this, that the that according to Shmuel, that now that that the shame pri and derech achila are two separate dinim, whereas according to Rav Chisda,
hold on. So definitely, let's stick with Shmuel. So that's definitely true. You need two things. You got to eat it like a mensch, right? You got to eat it the normal way to make it proper. So, but that's not the chiddush. There's no chiddush in Shmuel learning in Shmuel telling me that. The chiddush is that it's kol shlokos. So what is the chiddush according to Rav Chisda? But now Rav Chisda is in a funny position, because Rav Chisda is learning that that's exactly what he's telling you. That when you have a cooked pumpkin, you make a bari b'yadama. Of course, it's a pre-derech achilaso. Right? So that's because Rav Chisda held that what?
One day.
Shame pre.
That it doesn't really have the shame pre, just kibriyaso. They're really arguing, it's hard to define it precisely, but it would seem that they are arguing about the shame pre. Right? Mm-hmm. Rav Chisda held that the pre is not the pre or eitz or pre adama is a pre in terms of its function as an oath. That's part of its definition of pre, and that's what Rav Chisda is teaching you, that it's not just the pre did derech achilaso, means say that the pre existed derech achilaso, right? Derech achilaso is the pre. That's the chiddush. That's why it's sufficient for a chista to tell you that. That's why it's sufficient for a chista to be talking about foods that are eaten cooked. But for Rav Nachman, there's no chiddush there. You understand?
To say that a
thing that's normally eaten cooked gets a bari adama. Of course, it already has a shame pre, and now it's derech achilaso. You don't need a chiddush. You don't need Shmuel to tell me that.
Right.
So that's why I say you can see, if you pick it apart a little bit, you can see that Rav Chisda held that the pre is defined by that's the chiddush of Rav, to tell you that although it doesn't have the shame pre in terms of ochel when it's raw, the cooking gives it the shame pre. Right? And Rav Yochanan is telling you the opposite. That if it had the shame pre from the beginning, then the cooking will remove it. So let's leave Rav Chisda, because it still is a difficult shita. I'm just telling you how he could go this way. I'm not really defining how he sees the Bishul process. Because it still is a little strange that the Bishul does two things. And the first one I can understand. The second one's still a little hard. Right? Because right. It's still derech achilaso, right. It's still not. It's not like it's not an edible thing anymore. It's not your weird. It's not botla daite itzikol adam to eat a cooked garlic, right? So why should it be afke mimilsei? But it would seem that you have to posit that Rav Chisda was viewing the raw thing as not the pre, and that's what this shita is coming to teach you. When does it become the pre and when does it lose the pre? You know, that's the subject matter of these statements. When does it become the pre and when does it lose the pre? Through Bishul, as giving it the shame pre. And Shmuel held, and Rav Nachman held, the pre is the natural entity. Kori Priya Adama is talking about the natural entity. And now it's just a question, is Bishul Mishana that or not? Is Bishul considered a Shinoi or not? So... Shmuel held it's not, and Rav Yochanan held it is. But they're really, I mean, according to Rav Nachman, it's a real question about the Bishul process. So how would you define the machlokas? From according to Rav Nachman, the machlokas in Bishul. The machlokas in Bishul. The machlokas in Bishul. According to Rav Nachman, the pri is there. Everybody agrees the pri is there, kibriyasa. That's the shame pri. Right? But now is the question, is Bishul mishane the pri into another thing, or is it b'mil seikai?
According to Rav Nachman, if you have an uncooked vegetable, no matter what it's hadama, doesn't matter.
According to who? Shmuel or Rav Yochanan?
No.
Rav Yochanan. Yes.
So it's only according to Rav Yochanan?
No. Ask me a full question.
No, once again.
According to Rav Nachman.
Yes.
According to whom?
Okay, hold on. Let's say according to Shmuel.
I'll give you the answer, but if you don't have the question right, it's not going
to
help you.
According to Rav Nachman, according to Shmuel. Okay.
Right.
Let's say you have an uncooked vegetable.
Correct.
Okay. Then would it... doesn't matter if it's derech achila or not. Would it be hadama?
If it's not derech achila, it would not be hadama.
That's the same for Shmuel and Rabbi.
Everybody agrees that. And that's not what Shmuel's coming to teach you. Shmuel's not coming to teach you anything about derech achila. So?
That's the ABCs.
That's double portion. What? That's the ABCs. Yeah.
Is cooked garlic... Is that
derech achila? Yes, derech achila.
So then what's the bit of Shmuel telling you that you make an adam on that? It's free and...
Well, and it's derech achila. Is it derech achila? A little bit of a trick question. A little bit of a trick question.
That's why I'm getting into the longer term. I mean, it's not the best way of eating.
It's not the best way. It does take it down a notch, it would seem. Apparently Shmuel held, there's a havamina. Apparently Shmuel held that there's a havamina that when the bishul is a megareya, you might think that it's considered to change it. He's saying no, even when the bishul is a megareya, even though the bishul detracts from its prime use, that's what he holds. Bishul is a nothing. Even when bishul is actually changing the qualities, you totally disregard bishul and you say the thing is the same way it was. Was it a vegetable? Yes. Is it a vegetable? Yes. Is it eaten in a? Can you say that you're eating it in a normal way? Yes. Parei pri adama.
So what would you say? What would you say in a case where you cook it and it makes the cook thing is like, let's say, like a raw potato, like the cooked. So what would you say? What broth would you make?
When it's cooked.
Yeah, when it's cooked, it's
parei pri adama. But that's just because it's derech achila.
No, he's saying that
it's cooked, but it's not. It's not after it's cooked.
So what was it before?
I don't think that exists.
Oh, you mean the opposite of a potato?
Yeah, opposite.
Then it would be a shakal.
But that's not a case, no. Otherwise, they would use that instead of the case of tomato carcinitis. But that's a better.
Yeah, you know what the case is? The case is the sheves, like the sheves.
What's that leek?
The parsley. That's according to one position. But after you cook it, it loses all of its taste, and now it becomes like eights. Right.
Why don't they use that instead of tomato carcinitis?
Because I think the Gemara concludes it's not really an ochel, really. It's not really an ochel. It's a good question. Why don't you use it as a case to me? Well, it's a question. How did Rashi learn? I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe they hold it's not an ochel. Maybe they hold it's not a bracha at all at that point. Maybe they hold it so bad at that point it's not even a bracha. It's just like wood. It could be. Could be it gets so bad at that point. It's like nothing. Because it says it's not even tumas ochel at that point.
Right.
It's true. That's an extreme thing where the thing can actually lose its shame ochel after being cooked. You're right. It's hard to find a case where it gets worse but retains its shame ochel.
According to Shmuel, if you a raw pumpkin, you would make a shakal.
Let me think about that. Yes.
Rav Nachman's shita is
that's exactly what I'm telling you is what Rav Nachman, the problem that Rav Nachman encountered, his shita, because he says I hold that from the ground it has a din of pri, right, and everybody knows it's ABC that you don't make the proper bracha unless the thing is derech achilaso. Right? So do I need Shmuel to tell me that? Do I need Shmuel to tell me this? Do I need Shmuel to tell me you make the bracha when it's derech achilaso? Apparently you don't. Okay? So what is Shmuel telling me? Shmuel is telling me not that I make a bracha when the pumpkin is derech achilaso, but that Bishul never changes the shame of the thing. That's exactly what he's telling me. Because that is an important thing to know.
Yeah, they changed the bracha.
A lot of things change the bracha. A lot of things change the bracha. If bread gets moldy, it becomes a shackle. So?
It doesn't change.
It's because it's not, but there it's not the Bishul, it's the opposite. I mean, it's even better.
It's like a
practical
thing.
If Bishul made it Shahakol, then you would be saying that Bishul is changing the Shem Pri. But it's just, yeah, I mean, to say that it has to be Derech HaChilaso, I mean, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? It's raw, and it's not eaten raw. So what? Bishul doesn't change the pumpkin. It just makes it Derech HaChilaso. But I mean, we're dancing around the machlokas over here. What's the question about Bishul between Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, between Shmuel and and Rav Yochanan? Yeah.
I make one point that everyone would hold that.
As long as it doesn't have to do with a raw pumpkin.
What does Shmuel hold that? No, I'm saying everyone agrees that even those shittos that hold that, like Shmuel, that the Bishul doesn't change it, he still holds it if it's nimuach. Just making that point. In other words,
you mean there are other things that could change the shame.
Right. Even if it's the same, I mean, it's not right. Like a substance thing. Meaning, even if you have the same thing, if it's nimuach, if it crumbles up, then it's. Then
if
it's
it changes
not,
the shame. There are other things that can change the shame, but yeah. Bishul doesn't change the shame. Bishul doesn't. Right. Well, like the lechem.
Like those previous gemaras we had, like all those questions about the oil and right. The flour and right. Things.
Yeah, so what is machlokas over by Bishul? Yeah. Yes, what are you saying? Just basic. Let's just be basic over here. Just basic, yeah. Anyway?
Actually, back to what we're saying, is Bishul a Matakin, only? Or is it Mishonic? It really changed the whole thing, right? Just factually.
Well, it doesn't have to be a Matakin. It's a nothing, according to Shmuel. It's a zero. Yeah.
But it can be a Matakin.
But that doesn't matter. Okay. It could be Megaria too, but it doesn't matter. It makes the onions worse.
It's just like a way of, it's like prep for eating, right? It's
not, no, it doesn't have to because it can make the garlic worse. It can make the garlic worse. Not as good for eating.
Right, but it doesn't change the shame pre.
Does not change the shame pre. Right. That much we eat, right.
Actual question?
Yeah.
Does Bishul change the two of the thing?
Depends what you mean by tzura.
Alright, that's a good enough answer.
The philosophical tzura or the...
I mean,
it puffs up, I'm sure it blows up.
Right. The physical does change to some degree.
It seems so, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how this would work out between them exactly, but when we were talking about the Anavim and the Shabbat, we were discussing how if you went, or also the Pas, if you go through a certain number of changes,
right.
So you can't call that being linked back to the original pre. Like, it's very nice that you're now doing a process for that. But then we said, like, no, Anavim were unique in that they had a...
They were destined.
Exactly. Right. So you could say a similar thing here. When you have an idea that the Shem Pri, you're starting off with the Shem Pri, so do you say that if you submit that Shem Pri to a process that... That's it. The Shem Pri is a natural phenomenon, and once you start doing things to it, it's finished.
Okay.
Or you say no.
That would be Rabbi Yochanan. Everything becomes a shackle.
Right. Or I'm not sure exactly how this, but you say, but or no, you say that the whole idea of Shem Pri is that it's a, I guess, man's framework, right, John? No, that it's for achila. So you wouldn't say that a process is going to be okay the Shem Pri because the whole thing is an okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly, but.
Well, the only thing is, though, this svara is saying the Shem Pri is even when it's raw. Right? Even when it's not really ready for us.
That's what's not.
I mean, it's like a hybrid thing now. It's Shem Pri when it comes out of the ground, but also, like, in case it has an idea of man. Like, what's...
Right, because you're saying, you're throwing in the man thing, which seems to be against the premise that it has the Shem Pri automatically, even though it's not ready for man.
Right.
Just pointing that out, yeah. No, I'm just saying you have to think about it.
What's that?
Tomorrow, if you have to say.
Yeah.
Can we pick an unappetizing cigar?
Oh, man.
Should have done the ending. I think the opposite is the problem.
Yeah.
But short.
Yeah, you want to think about this a little bit? Take a look at the Rashba too. After you work out this sugya this way, take a look at the Rashba. I think it has a slightly different way of looking at it. It's much less complicated.
Can we do Minchas 4:30?